The Sustainable Tourism Network and Sustainable Business Network held the Sustainability in Action Networking Roadshow in Killarney Golf and Fishing Club yesterday. I went along to it and I spoke to a number of the panellists that were there. Among those that I spoke to was Colin Finlay, who's the Director of Golf at Killarney Golf and Fishing Club, and he's overseeing a large sustainability project at the club, and he spoke to me about the work that they're doing. Have a listen. So Colin, you've lots and lots happening here. I think you started your sustainability journey a couple of years ago at this stage now, and it's kind of starting to come, I suppose, to the forefront, and you know you're being recognised as well. So maybe take us back to the decision a couple of years ago to decide that this was action you wanted to take and what you've done in the meantime and what you've achieved.
Look, thanks, Amber. We decided to probably undertake our sustainability journey, as you said, a couple of years ago at this stage. And it was a decision that probably wasn't made lightly. We've been really proactive, we've been really good, and recently we received our GEO certification, which for us was a huge feather in our cap. It's the only club in Kerry with the certification, so it shows that we are doing something right in regards to sustainability. So what we have probably looked at is where we were, where we wanted to get to, and how we were going to achieve it. So this winter is going to be probably a very ambitious program of events, you know, to see how we're actually going to make these changes. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like is around our energy and around our usage, what's the best policy, how are we going to make that work. And with a building such as we're in now here in Killarney Golf Club, it can be a challenge. You know, what are we doing? Is this decision that we're going to make, be it gas, be it solar, be it electric, is that the right decision for us? So I think it is. We have to hang our hat on something at some stage, and this winter will probably see us do a little bit of that.
And it's fantastic because you talked about, I suppose, the different projects you've undertaken. I know you've planted a lot of trees, and you mentioned that you lost a lot of trees actually during Storm Éowyn, and which obviously has a massive impact. How important is it for you, I suppose, to replace those trees? And I think you mentioned actually you planted more than what you did lose.
Yeah, so look, because we're in an SASE, a special area conservation, there's always going to be an impact on that with storms, and there's always going to be an impact with, you know, with issues around the place. And it, from a biodiversity point of view, we've been very careful about it, you know, because part of our projects over the next couple of years will be car park, which is going to be a huge undertaking. And what that looks like is we have to be, you know, very aware of the environment, the biodiversity, and what that looks like when we're doing these things. Because, you know, you have a lot of people come through the park. While it has to look good, it also has to make sense, and it has to be the right thing to do. And yes, I think the last major storm we had, we lost quite a few mature trees. But even as part of our little tour here today that we're finishing off, we're actually doing our tree planting here. And anything that we do with that is going to be with native plants, so it's stayed like it's a native beach. And that's an important thing as well. You know, that's exactly the kind of exposure that you kind of seek. Not that we do it for any gain, you're never going to make anything out of it, but it's the right thing to do. And I think that's a very important message from ourselves to the wider community. And I think that's going to be a good thing for the future, you know.
It certainly will, and I think you learn a lot during a process like this as well. I know you mentioned earlier when you were addressing the room that there's some really rare, probably is it the right word, trees that you have here that aren't really popular any other place as well. So there's a lot of learnings to take away, and I suppose it gives you kind of an extra layer to add to the story of Killarney Golf and Fishing Club as well, because these are things that you can tell the people that are coming here as well. So there's a lot of learnings to take away that benefit you in, a range of different ways.
Yeah. So as part of this journey, Golf Ireland, who are instrumental in this as well, and Courtney, who I mentioned earlier, Anne is a powerhouse. She's head of sustainability for Golf Ireland. Fabulous lady, has really held our hand on this journey. And with that, we then have access to a lot of people, a lot of stuff that we need. And part of that was a biodiversity audit from a guy called Alan Lauder. Alan is a really, really, really top guy. We gelled well. And he kind of took me around the whole venue and kind of opened my eyes to what we actually have here. You know, like, not a lot of people come through the national park and they'll be like, you'll see the trees, you'll see the deer. But it's to see actually the smaller stuff that's probably people don't see, and to highlight it and make sure that people are aware of it. What we're saying there, even about trees, in the car park alone, there's a very, very rare specimen of cherry wood, which is, it's fabulous. And you have the likes of turkey oaks, you know, things that are not necessarily people will be aware of. They'd pass by them and it's just another tree, and that's fine too, but we want to make people aware. So as part of a project this winter, we're going to be identifying all these species of flora, fauna, the trees, the wildlife, the biodiversity, what our next steps are going to be in kind of making sure that they are looked after, mm-hmm. identifying them and bringing that information then to the wider public. And I think that's going to be a very important step in the journey as well.
It certainly will be. And we are hearing so much about sustainability now as well. Is it a case of the people that are coming here? Is it something they're looking for? I think you mentioned as well that you have sustainability plans obviously in place, but that some people that arrive here to play with you here, they actually want to know what your sustainability plans are. So is that something you're seeing more and more of maybe, Colin?
Yeah, and to be fair, the domestic market, while they would have an idea of probably what we do, it's more on the international side that are look for our sustainability policy and what that looks like and what we're doing to kind of improve. You know, I think internationally it's a little bit more recognised that your sustainability is something that should be brought in as part of everyday life. Whereas domestic, it might be a little bit more behind, but it's absolutely getting there. And I think we were asked at least, we could be asked 3 or 4 times a month for our sustainability policy from international visitors, which is a good thing. And the fact that we have done this, we have it there, we are able to proudly show what we have done. And as I mentioned earlier, that geo certification just justifies that. And that shows you, yes, we're making strides. We're going in the right direction. We're doing the right things. And once we show that to people, then they're happy, you know.
Colin, in terms of that geo certification, it's obviously a huge achievement for you to have, and it's a huge benchmark, I suppose, as well. It shows that you've been putting in the work and that you have plans in place as well. Does that make it easier, I suppose, as you look to the future now and to continue this sustainability plan, I suppose, and continue to make these changes in the Clarny Golf and Fishing Club? Does having that benchmark maybe behind you kind of give you the confidence maybe to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't stand still on any of these things, and that's probably the message that we want to give to everybody here. If you stand still, you're going behind, and that's basically where we're at. So part of that geo certification is your willingness to make changes over the next 3 years. It is a 3-year certification. You have your benchmark at year one, which is where we are now, which is our first certification, which is great. But we have committed to make certain changes over the next 3 years, and we will make those changes. And what I would love to see is that Killarney Golf and Fishing Club is going to be the benchmark in Kerry for golf clubs, mm-hmm. and to make sure that we're doing the right thing, we're going to be continue to do the right thing. And what that looks like is it's in 3 different areas. So it's going to be nature, which is our protector, conservation and biodiversity, the resources, which is our produce, our energy waste, how we can make improvements there. We always can, and everyone, not that it should be doing it, but you know, it's a little bit more prevalent nowadays, you know, the whole for sustainability, and then the community. So that's the social interaction, what we're doing for the wider Killarney community in order to, you know, highlight what we're doing. And I think it's important that we continue to do that, and our plans for the next 3 years are big, and we just would love to showcase it. We're happy to divulge, happy to kind of share anything with anybody, anyone that wants any information on what we've done, where we've gone right and where we've gone wrong, because you always learn by your mistakes. We're happy to share that information.
Would you encourage small businesses to look at sustainability and to maybe take on the challenge? Because it is a challenge, but we were speaking earlier, and as we speak inside the room as well, it can be done and it can be achieved, especially if you just take it at your own pace.
Yeah, and I think one of the big takeaways from today was everyone has a starting point and you are where you are. But yeah, absolutely, it's only going to get bigger and bigger. If you want to start a year down the line, that's fine, but it has to make sense for what you're doing for your own business. You know, we've taken on probably a large project in Geo and iStars. We ran them kind of side by side. They are time consuming, there's a lot of reporting, but what the good thing about that is, you find out then through your reporting and through what you're actually looking at, okay, maybe I'm doing something right here, and then maybe I'm doing something wrong. And it's an identifier when you're going through your reporting and you're going through all this process to know, okay, I can make a change here and it's going to be for the benefit, or actually I'm doing the right thing anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. So it has to make sense for the for your own type of business. The GO certification, that process made sense for us, and we're just going to continue. But yeah, I think it's absolutely worthwhile. Anything like this is always good. Anything for the environment. Where we're located here in the National Park, it's stunning. And coming up that avenue every day, you never get tired of it. I'm going to be honest. I'm coming down here since 2021, and there's not a day goes by that I don't get tired of it. You know, and but yeah, continue on your own path, continue on your own journey, but make sure it's the right one for you.
And that was Colin Finlay, Director of Golf at Killarney Golf and Fishing Club, speaking to me there. I also spoke to Dr. Helena McMahon, who is the co-founder of SeaBody, and she's also the co-lead of the Circular Bioeconomy at MTU. She spoke to me about the importance of being a sustainable business owner, and we also spoke about the importance of certification and why it is important that you ensure that you get the right certification for your business. Here's what she had to say. We'll start off by talking about SeaBody, if that's okay, first of all. So I think our listeners will be quite familiar with it, because I think we've spoken to you before. But in terms of sustainability, I suppose, from a business owner's perspective, why is it so important to you?
Oh, it's a big question. That's a big question. So I suppose there's a few reasons. So the first thing, I suppose, when we set out on our SeaBody journey, because we use seaweed, we're very, very appreciative of this amazing natural resource that kind of powers our company, really, because we use green chemistry and zero waste processing to take out the amazing biomolecules that power our formulations. So we feel very indebted to the ocean, and we want to make sure that we use it respectfully. So that was kind of one of the key drivers. And then because of that passion, I suppose it threaded through the rest of the business that we would want our operations to be as sustainable as possible. We're very committed to and proud of being a Kerry business and being headquartered in Tralee. So I think a big part of sustainability, it's environmental, social and governance. So what we really wanted to do was we wanted to create high quality jobs, like biotechnology jobs, marketing jobs, operational jobs, and do that in Kerry for people who want to stay or even come to Kerry and live here and have very, I suppose, high quality careers. So that was a big piece for us as well. And I suppose, again, it's just showcasing the best of what we have in an Irish context and showing how we're a very innovative country and that we're kind of pushing boundaries on all the things that we do.
Certainly, and you certainly are showing that through the business as well, which is fantastic. We heard a lot through the discussions today in terms of certification and the different types that are out there for people. And you spoke about the importance of making sure, I suppose, that you're looking at the right framework for your business, you know, that there's a lot to choose from. And I suppose just to know that you're picking the right certification or you're looking at the right certification, why is that so important? And maybe what should people be looking for in terms of making sure that they are going down the right path when they are looking for these different types of certification?
Yeah, so I think people probably feel under a lot of pressure to get these types of certifications to kind of prove to the world that they are sustainable and that they're doing good work. And we have B Corp certification and we've Positive Luxury, and we're very proud of that. But when selecting a certification, it's really, really important to consider, what do I want the certification to do for my business? And who do I want to talk to with the certification? So there's a whole load of ones out there. You also have EcoVadis, you've got ISO certifications. So there's a huge array. It can be a little bit intimidating and off-putting. So what I would say is pick the three that are most suitable to your business. Are you looking to kind of have those B2B conversations to say to other businesses, I know you need to green your supply chain. This certification will give you confidence that I'm a green supplier. Some people are looking at scope 1, 2, and 3, so that can be really important. Other people might say, I want consumers to know that my products are sustainable and that they can trust our products. So then you're looking for something that has resonance with consumers. The other thing you need to think about then is the journey around getting the actual certification. How much time is it going to take? How much does it cost to apply for the certification? How many of my team will need to be involved? What types of evidence do I have to do? Will I have to invest in massive improvement initiatives? And is it the right moment for my business to do this now, looking at the costs that are going to be involved? So it's not something you can rush into at all. In the case of B Corp, I sometimes advise people to actually go in and just register on the platform. You can go in, set up an account and just explore the different types of questions and criteria you need to meet, and it'll start to become very clear to you whether your business is ready to do that and the types of things that you'll need to do. So I would say do your research, pick two or three different types of certifications, do a little assessment to see if it's right for your business, and I suppose do some mapping and then make your decision.
Okay.
Brilliant. So good to know. Just before we finish up, I wanted to ask you, I suppose, from your other hat maybe that you were wearing today in terms of MTU, you spoke about lots of different programs, I suppose, and supports that are there as well for people. The year on hand, I suppose, to help them. There's different people over, obviously, the different types of supports that people might need. But it's a great place for people to turn to if they need advice, especially business owners when they're coming, looking at these different projects. We know we spoke about sustainable tourism, obviously. There's also regenerative tourism, which I know you're quite, you know, involved in up in MTU as well. So it's important that people know that you are there and can turn to you.
Yeah, look, I think what's fantastic about the technological universities in general, which MTU is part of, is that our remit really is focused on serving the needs of industry and stakeholders locally where the university is based. And within the Kerry campus of MTU, our sustainability portfolio of supports is actually growing at pace. It's a really, really exciting time. And we've got state-of-the-art in education and innovation activities going on. So from my own perspective and what I was speaking about here today is we have one fabulous project called Ireland's Knowledge Centre for Carbon, Climate and Community Action. And we have developed these programmes called micro-credentials. Now, these are being developed nationally. It's not unique to us. But what they are is small little parcels of learning, 12-week commitments, generally every week or every second week, where you can just go online for 2 hours and start learning about sustainability. So we have different programmes to meet different needs. So you mentioned the regenerative tourism micro-credential. So that's run by my colleague Fiona and Mary Rose Stafford. And obviously that's for tourism-type businesses who are looking at optimising or innovating on the services that they're offering, which is absolutely incredible. We have climate leadership programmes for maybe more executive senior management level who want to be leaders within their organisations and bring teams with them. We have a Marketing Your Green Credentials programme, which is all around, we know we're doing good work in sustainability, but how do we actually talk about it? How do we inspire and motivate people to engage with our company and our products and services? So that's a fabulous programme. And then we also have the Sustainability for Organisational Growth, and that's really great for the SME and the micro SME. It takes you day one. So where is my business at today? How can I evaluate the baseline? And then over the 12 weeks of the program, you start building a sustainability plan. And we tell you the little sections that you have to have in your sustainability plan. We help you identify improvement initiatives. We help you try and put a costing around it, who the team that you need to involve internally, the conversations you need to have internally. So at the end, you have something really practical and useful for your business. And the good news is typically we get a lot of co-funding from the government for these programs, and they tend to be up to 90% funded, which is a fantastic support for businesses as well.
It certainly is. And if anyone's interested, can they just reach out to MTU to find out a little bit more?
Yeah, so if you go to ikc3.com, all of our micro-credentials are listed there. And then also we have the Circular Bioeconomy Cluster in MTU. Michael Nocter is the manager there. And again, we're more than happy to talk to companies and help them pick out the best programs for them.
Dr. Helena McMahon talking to me there. I also spoke to Aideen Loftus, who is the manager of the Sustainable Tourism Network. And she started off by telling me about the work the network do.
Well, the network is a members-based group of tourism businesses. And that means everything from a B&B to a rural activity provider to a five-star city centre hotel. And these are all businesses who want to work on their sustainability. They're all starting from different starting points. Some may have very complicated management systems already in place. Some haven't even got a sustainability policy in place. So our job is to help them along on that sustainability journey and get them to the place where they want to be.
And we're hearing so much about sustainability for a long time now, I think, at this stage. Is it a case that more and more people are buying into it now and are realising the positive impacts it has and the need for it, I suppose, when you are running a business?
Very different in each business. You'll find small businesses are more aware of, say, environmental sustainability, but may not think about things like governance and people policies and diversity and inclusion, that sort of area, whereas the larger corporations now sort of see that policies coming in and see that they have to do that kind of thing. Fáilte Ireland have done great work in pushing out the message of sustainability so that people understand what it actually means. They have lots of training themselves on this area too. We find that the larger hotels know about energy management, know about waste management, know about water management. And that's a great place to start because that's where you can have an influence on the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So that issue of I can save money is something that really hits home, and people are much more aware of that side of things. And then once they get on board with that, they also are getting on board with the environmental issues and with the governance issues as well.
And in terms of an event like this, I suppose, why is it so important for ye, 18 at the Network, to organise an event like this where people can come together, I suppose, share their success stories and some of their failures as well, share what they've learned maybe along the way? Why is that important?
Well, there's nothing like talking to people face to face and hearing what their story is. That's something that really resonates with people. If you can come into a room like this and hear, this is what I did wrong, that you're going to remember that a lot more than me kind of sending you out lots of training on environmental, energy saving and all the rest of it. Once you hear, I put solar panels on the roof and I should have done X, then you're going to remember that. And that it helps you in your business. It helps you not to make the mistakes that other people have made. And it helps you follow the wins that other people have had. You can piggyback on those and learn from those. And I think we've heard in the speakers in the room today, lots of businesses who've done things right, but have also admitted they've done things wrong, and this is how they would change things in the future.
In terms of sustainability, I know you mentioned, you know, that the big corporates can buy into certain aspects, but say in terms of waste and things like that. For some people, I suppose, who are the smaller businesses, and we have a lot of SMEs here in Kerry, it can seem like a really daunting task, can't it, when you're thinking about sustainability, trying to put a plan in place and make a difference. But from listening to the speakers today, it's very achievable if you just take it in very small pieces and do what you can at that time, I suppose, and try and build on it. Like, it is something that can be achieved even by the smallest of businesses if they just take it at their own pace.
Yeah, and I think we heard that from a few of the speakers here today. It's looking at sustainability from where you are, not where you want to be, it's where you are now. So something very simple, segregate your waste, have very clear signage on your bins so that visitors coming to your premises know, that's where the recycling goes. And something very simple like colour-coded bins don't work, because if I'm coming from France, a yellow bin is where I put my glass. I don't know what a green bin is for. So a big sign on that with a bottle or a can on it says, okay, now I know where to put that. That's the kind of very, very simple things. Waste.ie have loads of resources when it comes to that sort of area. And just that one thing, segregating waste, is a great place to start.
If people or companies or SMEs or anyone that's involved in a business wants to reach out to you at the Network, how can they do that?
Very simply, contact us through the website, sustainabletourismnetwork.ie. All our information is on there about how to become a member, how to contact us, the various different training programs we have. And you can see there as well, we've got lots of online resources that are available to our members. There's over 13 e-learning training courses there available to members to log on and do whenever they want, in their own time, at their own pace, and use them for all of their staff. That's all available to our members, and that's all on the website at sustainabletourismnetwork.ie.
Aideen Loftus, the manager of the Sustainable Tourism Network, talking to me there as well.